Mr. Quesada, you had asked the delegation about provisional detention during COVID and the decision of the Constitutional Court in January 2021. In the extension of the law of 2020 on the health emergency, the rulings from the ruling taken by the government called for changes of the criminal procedures during the health emergency. Numerous rules were set forth, including those held in custody and provisional custody. Specific provisions were taken. They were used just during the confinement period to May 2020. As by decision of 2021, the Constitutional Court looked at the constitutionality of other rulings and determined that the objectives sought by the provisions of Article 16 did not justify the need for the delay of temporary detention. So it declared that Article 16 was unconstitutional. However, this was a decision from the Constitutional Court and not from the administration, from the government. The council determined that these measures taken during this health emergency could not be called into question based on matters of constitutionality. The determination was that the calling into question of these measures would fail to recognize the constitutional values of safeguarding the republic, and there would be clearly excessive consequences. Hence, the government of France implemented the ruling of the Constitutional Court only as regards this item. Now, as turning to the more general effects on the prison population during the health emergency, and as you have recalled, the government of the French Republic has taken numerous provisions regarding the liberation or the release of prisoners, releasing them under to home arrest, electronic surveillance, or with exceptional sentence reductions.